NPR's senior news analyst Daniel Shore says the next 24 hours will be critical in deciding which way the situation in the Middle East will go.
This is the defining moment for the three starring actors in this dismal drama, which will win no Oscars. Yasser Arafat, whom Israel's Ariel Sharon once called irrelevant, has established pivotal relevance mainly through intransigence. He has found it manifestly more to his advantage to get along with Hamas, Islamic Jihad, and Al-Aqsa Martyr Brigades, organizers of suicide bombings, than to agree to American ceasefire terms for the honor of a meeting with Vice President Cheney. Sharon is being hard-pressed in his own Likud party by a more hawkish ex-premier Benjamin Netanyahu, who is demanding the complete dismantlement of the Palestinian Authority. Sharon is letting it be known, although it's officially denied, that he's considering a major assault on West Bank and Gaza towns and refugee camps if the truce talks fail. And President Bush, faced with a deepening conflict that is upstaging his plans for regime change in Iraq, is struggling to find his footing in this crisis. The administration veers from condemning Arafat to criticizing Sharon as unhelpful. It presses Israel to permit Arafat to go to Beirut for the Arab summit on Wednesday. At the same time, it withholds the meeting with Cheney that was supposed to have served as Sharon's cover for lifting the travel ban on the Palestinian leader. The State Department says it is listing Al-Aqsa Brigades as a terrorist organization without saying whether it sees the Palestinian conflict being drawn into the orbit of the global war against terrorism. With something close to desperation, the Bush administration turns its eyes to Beirut and the Saudi Arabian proposal for Israeli withdrawal to its 1967 borders in return for normal relations with Arab countries. Or is it end-of-conflict relations as contained in the latest draft, which implies less of a commitment than normalization? The president is learning the hard way the burdens of being the indispensable nation. Almost ruefully, Cheney said on television yesterday, "The fact of the matter is that there isn't anybody but us." Left to their own devices, the parties appear unable to make any progress, he said. But so far, this superpower's devices haven't helped very much either. This is Daniel Shore.